What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today on this incredible Friday edition. I'm Pastor James Levesque, and want to thank y'all for tuning in and making us a part of your day today. September 2nd, let's get it. We're talking today about acceptance. Our scripture is found in 1 Peter 2, chapter 9. It says this: you are a chosen generation, your royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, and that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into a marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, chapter 9. God called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light, and now he calls you as his very own. He did this so that you would broadcast that glorious wonder throughout the world. Acceptance isn't about other people setting the bar. It's about being true to what God's called you to be. Not everybody on this earth is going to accept you for who you are, but God will always accept you. He will never reject you. Scripture says that you are priests and kings. That's what it means. You have direct access to the Father. We don't need priests and mediators anymore to speak on our behalf. What we need means we have direct access to the Father. That's what we need, and that's what we have, because God speaks directly to us. We are the priest and the mediator now. As men and women of God, we've been called today to reconcile men to God and God to man. We're called to bring heaven to earth. Are you chasing the acceptance of others today, or have you accepted your role as a priest and a king to the one that's called you out of darkness? Acceptance, big deal. Listen, a couple things. You don't know who you are until you know whose you are. Right? We talked about it earlier in the week. We can't be so busy making a living that we fail to make a life. A lot of people think that what they do is who they are. And I get it. You go to school for 5 years, you might go to school for 10 years, you might go to university, and somehow think that this is who you are. This is not who you are. Who you are is a child of God and a son of God and a daughter of God. That's who you are. You're not whatever role you make in your job. And it shows. When people retire, they lose themselves. Before they jump into school, they lose themselves because they think they're picking a life. That's not what you're picking. What you do to make a living is separate than the life you're called to make. So the life you're called to make is for spiritual reasons on this earth. And quite frankly, we got to stop running from that. Acceptance is a funny thing because this world preaches acceptance, right? I remember one time I was in Los Angeles. It was crazy. We were doing one of those weird tours downtown LA, and I had to park behind like Greek church in downtown Hollywood area in LA. And as I dropped my wife off and the kids, as I turned the corner, it was like coolest thing you ever seen. It's LA, man. It's the best weather in the world. There was palm trees. The light was flickering perfect. There was clouds and people everywhere. And just for a second, I thought, man, this is heaven. I could move to LA, man. I could embrace Hollywood. You know what I mean? Like within the second that hit my head, I looked at what was in front of me. I mean, there's like a transgender in booty shorts. There's like it was somebody on a unicycle. I mean, it was the weirdest gong show you ever seen. It was just you couldn't believe what you were looking at. And at that moment, I heard the devil say, "Accept us." I was like, "What?" And I could tell that this was that nasty spirit that is in this world demanding we accept them. Right? Because of what? Because of fear of being rejected by them? Accept us. No. Listen, I'm going to love you. I'm not accepting. I'm not tolerating your darkness. Not going to happen. It's a non-negotiable, man. And so the church is in a funny position, man, because you trying to accept the world, which we're not supposed to accept that way. Yes, we love them. You're not getting a hall pass for your sin. But at the same time, we fight the acceptance to the Lord Jesus Christ and what we're actually called to do on this earth. See, your identity is going to release your destiny. And if you don't accept your position as a son and a daughter of the king, you can't operate the way God's called you to. The bottom line is, I'm his son and I have that relationship, and we are the righteousness of God in Christ. The Bible says in Romans, he that he foreknew, which is all of you, he predestined you to be the firstborn among many brothers. That means you get the inheritance. That means you get the big piece of chicken, friends. That means you're the apple of his eye. That means he died for you. Then we better accept that. We better understand our position with heaven, so we're not fighting on this earth like orphans trying to earn love that he's already paid for. And so in one way, we got to stop accepting sin and stop rejecting identity. We need to start rejecting the sin, love people absolutely, but we need to start accepting God's love and his identity over us, because We cannot operate. Identity releases destiny. We cannot operate the way Father designed us to operate when our mindset is trying to earn something or we're in this performance-based, you know, ridiculous religion. And that's the problem with dev religion. Dev religion is man's attempt to get close to God. The blood gave us access, right? And so when we access it by the blood and we walk in the grace that God has paid for, friends, life's different. And I pray today that you understand the life waiting for you. Sometimes you got to let go, right? Sometimes God, and I said this last week on Twitter, sometimes the Lord moving in your life is losing a relationship. We don't want to hear it. Sometimes God moving in your life is moving on from a place you never thought you'd move on from. So we trust the Lord that in every season, he knows what's best for us. So we need to accept it. We need to accept his love. We need to accept his forgiveness. We need to accept that identity and start living like children and not as slaves and not as stepchildren. Jesus said, I no longer call you slaves, but I call you friends. Because whatever the Father made known to me, I make known to you as a friend. That's incredible. That's incredible. That means I have a friend of God. Come on, bro. We got a friend of God and he calls us friend. So on this beautiful Friday edition, I pray as we go into the weekend that our eyes would be open to the reality of the supernatural. We would understand our position, who he's called us to be, and we would walk in that power and that love and see it evident around us. Jesus didn't say a whole lot of stuff we'd be known for, but he said we would be known by our love. So Father, I pray we receive that today. Settle it in our hearts in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on. That's a wrap. A week under the books. We love you guys. I can't wait to see you Monday. Thank you as always. Share the broadcast. I love the testimonies this week. People hitting me up on Instagram and different places telling me how you're being blessed. We love it. We do this for you. That's why we do it for nothing. We do it for you. We don't ask nothing. We just love you sharing it, letting people know that you're being blessed. It's a family that's growing. We'll see you. Have an incredible weekend. I'm out.